99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. A federal appeals court in Washington, D.C. will consider the Trump administration's push to overturn the order that restrains the use of the Alien Enemies Act to deport alleged gang members.
The appeals panel includes appointees of two Republican presidents, including Trump, as well as an Obama nominee. The administration argues the men who've been subject to the use of the enemies law have been thoroughly vetted as members of Tren de Aragua. But attorneys and relatives say several of those who've been sent to a Salvadoran prison are not members of the gang.
That's ABC's Stephen Portnoy in Saudi Arabia. A U.S. and Russian delegation meeting to discuss the possibility of ending the war in Ukraine. There are no Ukrainian representatives at these talks. A 15-year-old is the fourth person arrested in connection with Friday's shooting at a park in Las Cruces, New Mexico, that left three dead and over a dozen hurt. It was 2 years ago today that a Mississippi community was devastated by a powerful tornado. That community was hit by a tornado Sunday. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. Good news for farmers and manufacturers as the first barges are moving through the upper Mississippi River. The first barges through the locks at Hastings, Minnesota, carried a load of cement. According to the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, ice on the upper river and Lake Pepin in Minnesota cooperated this year. Two arrests in a Dane County homicide. Kyle Thrasher of Janesville was shot and killed at a gas station outside Madison March 7th. Dane County Sheriff Calvin Bennett said 18-year-old Creed Moore was apprehended a week later in Tennessee, while 24-year-old Dwayne Johnson was arrested in Georgia. And proposed legislation in the Wisconsin legislature would allow backyard chickens across the state. Assembly author Representative Shea Sortwell of Two Rivers says it makes sense with avian influenza decimating commercial flocks. Most large cities in the state already allow residents to keep up to four hens. Tad Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to be a little breezy this morning, but the wind will gradually die down through the day today, becoming mostly sunny with a high of 44. Tonight, mostly clear, 27. Tomorrow, some light rain or snow showers with a high of 47. By Wednesday, sunny with a high of 50. Does your bathroom need an update? Get what you've always wanted, $99 a month, interest-free, from BCI Bath & Shower, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 29.
Max FM.
Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM, 803 with Billy Idol on Max FM.
Yeah. maximum hits for the Dells.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. It is 8:11 on Monday morning. And Emily, you know what that means. It is time for Pets of the Week from the Sauk County Humane Society. And we have two adorable pets that Emily and I are going to talk about this morning. And Emily, we have a cat and we have a dog today that we're going to talk about. And we'll give you a second to choose which one you'd like to talk about today. All right. The first one we're going to talk about is Ryder. He is an 8-month-old probable lab terrier mix who came to the shelter as a stray. This dog is an amazing dog. You need to go look at him on sockhumane.org. Ryder has been with them since the end of November. He is white with a striking ice blue eyes, and those ice blue eyes are staring at you longingly. Ryder is probably at least partially deaf, which is common for the dogs and cats who are white with blue eyes. She will be in need of a family that is committed to working with her needs as a deaf dog, such as a routine and consistent use of the same signals for commands. Ryder has been working on her leash and walking skills and learning commands using specific hand signals. An active girl, she can be jumpy at times because of her hearing impairment, and that would be best if she was in a home with older children. A fenced-in yard would be important. She is spayed and up to date on her vaccines and will be microchipped before going home. She would love for her forever home for the upcoming summer months. Again, go look at Ryder. She's an eight-month-old, probably a lab terrier mix with beautiful blue eyes that she's just amazing. And yes, she does have a hearing impairment, but you can work with a trainer and they will work with you to help out Ryder. Please go to sockhumane.org. Emily's going to talk about asparagus, our cat, this morning, and she is beautiful. Oh my goodness.
She's so cute. Asparagus is a seven-month-old domestic short hair mix. She's mostly white with black markings. It's a he, but either way, it doesn't matter, on his head and tail. Your typical kitten asparagus enjoys exploring new areas, playing with toys, climbing on cat trees, and just generally having a good time. Some lap time is always a good end to a busy day that was full of playing and adventure. Asparagus hopes to not finish growing up in a shelter and would be a great addition to any family that is looking for an action. Asparagus is neutered, up to date on vaccines, and will be microchipped before going home. She's so widow. She's so cute.
She is.
Whatever
she's
they do
beautiful.
To get these animals to look straight at the camera, so impressive. They both are so bright. You know, they are both have white coats, and they're just both the dog and the cat. I have actually worked with dogs that have. It is interesting about the white-coated dogs and the blue eyes and the hearing impairment. That's often goes hand in hand. I have worked with dogs with hearing impairments, a white boxer back in the day. They learn hand signals, no problem. I mean, it feels like it would be a big challenge, but they learn. They're really smart. So don't let that be a deterrent. Go check out these gorgeous animals. Really, if you are in the market for a new pet, please go check out Sauk County Humane Society. Also,
well, real quick, nice Emily. You did mention the hand signals, and that's something that I think I just want to touch on for just a moment. Dogs can definitely be trained with hand signals. Both our current dog and our prior dog were trained with hand signals as well because, you know, sometimes they get distracted and you need them to look at you to see what they want you to do. So it is very much a doable thing. And so we worked with a trainer with our last Springer, and he was trained with hand signals and knew every one of what those hand signals mean. So don't let that deter you from adopting Ryder.
Absolutely. I agree wholeheartedly. Ryder is beautiful. These animals are so beautiful. And another fun little tidbit, they're hiring.
Yes.
But the Sauk County Humane Society is hiring to allow for some folks out there, if they're interested in that type of work, to come on in and get a job there. And what an amazing experience that will be. Yes, hard work, but all for the love and the goodness of the animals that need care. So if you're an animal lover and would love to work with our homeless animals, we have openings for part-time kennel care for dogs, full-time and part-time animal care techs. For more information, contact Rose at 608-356-2520. That's Rose at the Sauk County Humane Society, 608-356-2520 to find out more about the positions that they are hiring for.
Yeah, and Rose is so great to work with, and Rose will get you trained and working with those animals at the Sauk County Humane Society. I can't speak highly enough of her. She will help you learn what you need to do and help them out either in a full-time or a part-time capacity. Also, the 26th annual Paws Pledge Walk will be held on Saturday, May 3rd at the Dog Park in Baraboo. You can enjoy a 1 or 3 mile walk on the Riverwalk, and you can go to sockhumane.org for more information.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's going to be a fun time. It's going to be a great time. It's a 26th annual. I mean, that's impressive. 26 years of doing an annual walk, you know, to raise funds. It's really, really quite nice. And the note here says registration is $5. I mean, like,
yeah,
that's crazy. A lot of walks and runs, you know, it's all for a good cause, but the price point is a good $35, $45, or $50, right? $5 and you get a t-shirt. Come on. What's stopping you? Riverwalk, beautiful day.
Walking the dog. Even if it's raining, who cares? You can walk the cat maybe too. You never know. So I've seen people walking cats before, just saying it's possible.
Oh,
donations that they're very much in need of include bleach,
laundry detergent, and Dawn for all the cleaning needs at the Saucony Humane Society. Again, they are in need of bleach, laundry detergent, and Dawn at the Saucony Humane Society. For more information about making a donation, go to saucomane.org. You can also go to their Facebook page as well. And speaking of their Facebook page, they have daily posts there, Emily.
Yes, they do. So their daily posts, you can go up on their Facebook page and meet their available pets for adoption. So when that special pet or animal or, you know, loved one to be in their forever home with you pulls at your heartstrings, you can fill out an application online, www.sockhumane.org. Once approved, you may set up an appointment to meet that pet in person. All of our pets available for adoption are posted on our website under adoptions/available animals. So go check that out. You know, all you got to do is kind of cruise through that site and see what's, you know, we are so lucky to be able to bring some of these animals that are available to your attention here on the morning show. So take the next step and go on their site and check out, you know, the folks that we talked about today, Ryder and Asparagus, and also check out some of the other ones that are available. And if you're at all on the fence about getting an animal and you're thinking about it, this is the time to look and this is the place to go.
It most definitely is. Again, sockhumane.org or their Facebook page. And please help out the animals in need. Please consider the donations of some of the items that they need. It's just, it's such an important organization. That's such an important part of our community. So it's, we love our pets. What can we say? Emily and I are both pet people, and that's how we roll here at Max FM. And as a reminder, if you missed out on a chance to win in our statewide text to win contest break into spring, you have another chance to win at 11 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. So I'm not going to tell you what we're doing for the hourly giveaways, so you have to stay tuned for that. So, but I can tell you those prizes include $100 cash, Brewers, club level seats, Chula Vista overnight stay, and an grand prize entry for the Verlo mattress set. We have all this information on the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page as well. So, you know, we'll have another keyword tomorrow morning as well, Emily. So we're have a busy morning.
We will.
Morning
they change
tomorrow.
Every day.
They
and we
do.
Don't even know what they are. I just want to say, I mean, we might be able to dig in and find out, but generally we're just like, here, let everybody know. Tell them to win. And so we're like, yay, because that's a really fun part of our job.
It is. We love our jobs. And Emily, you're going to be back at 8:40. We're going to talk about calendar days.
Awesome. Looking forward to that.
Me as well. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. Every morning we're here for you. Even on Mondays when, you know, you're like, oh, it's a little cloudy out there. It's going to gradually clear today. It's going to be a nice day. Get out and enjoy the day. And we're going to have some more great music with the Spin Doctors, Two Princes on Max FM.
Just go ahead now. One has diamonds in his pockets, and that's some bread now. This one said he wants to buy you rockets, ain't in his head now. This one got a princely racket, that's what I said now. Got some mixie love on his jacket, ain't in his head now. Just go ahead now, and if you like to tell that baby, just go ahead now, and if you wanna buy me flowers, just go ahead now, and if you like to talk for hours, just go ahead now. I don't want a prince and love a heart to be. I don't want a prince and love a heart to be.
90s and more, 99.7 Max FM. More music, mornings with Dave and Emily. Peep Helping People is holding their Easter Adapt a Family fundraiser. Your contribution will help PHP supply low-income families with all the groceries they need for a full Easter dinner. The goal is raised between $3,000 and $5,000 to support this cause, and currently they're at $2,100, so we're below that low end of that goal. But we want to meet and exceed it. PHP is collecting monetary donations through March 30th. If you'd like to help these families, you can contribute by mailing or dropping those donations off to PHP, 805 Broadway Street in Baraboo, 53913. You can also donate online at phpwisconsin.org. Also, PHP is going to have a Brat Fry fundraiser as part of the Mystery Weekend happening in Baraboo. That is taking place Saturday and Sunday, April 5th and April 6th at the PHP headquarters. Again, they're located at 805 Broadway Street. The PHP Brat Fry will take place from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. both days.
to benefit PHP's Career Development Program, which prepares low-income families and disadvantaged individuals for apprenticeships in the skilled trades. The menu includes grilled brats, Italian sausages, all beef franks, chips, soda, or water. Again, the PHP Brat Fry fundraiser as part of the Baraboo Mystery Weekend will take place Saturday, April 5th and Sunday, April 6th. From 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at PHP headquarters, 805 Broadway Street in Baraboo. For more information about both of these opportunities, go to phpwisconsin.org. Coming up, we will have a look at sports and weather on Max FM.
Being part of a team means knowing you have support when you need it most. This is Kathy McAsey, and at Bank of Wisconsin Dells, we understand the value of being surrounded by a strong team. That's why our personal bankers are committed to providing personalized financial solutions for all your deposit and banking needs. Select Bank of Wisconsin Dells to be part of your trusted financial team.
Member FDIC.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise.
Jake from State Farm. I'm winning. I finally cleaned my house, so I'm breaking out my new tropical room spray.
Keep winning and create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. It's like your own personal paradise.
Ooh, hey, grab me a coconut water.
Bundling, just another way to save with a personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
The Badgers women take the gold. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin women's hockey team with a thrilling 4-3 victory over the Ohio State Buckeyes to win the Frozen Four. Head coach Mark Johnson talked about the pressure on Kirsten Sims to score that penalty shot with just 18 seconds left to send it into overtime.
I wanted to see who wanted to step up and own it, who felt comfortable in the setting, because you can't have 1 ounce of negativity in your mind as you pick the puck up. It's got to be all positive, because if you think about what's going on, you're going to miss your putt, and you're going to miss the shot.
It's the 8th national championship for Johnson as head coach. The Badgers celebrating with fans tonight at a rally inside the LeBron Arena in Madison. NCAA basketball, the Badgers men's season came to a bitter end after losing by 2 points to BYU. Wisconsin finished with 27 wins and 10 losses, their best record since 2017.
I'm really proud of this group, and the ending stinks, but the ride was a hell of a lot of fun.
That's head coach Greg Gard with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to be a little breezy this morning, but the wind will gradually die down through the day today, becoming mostly sunny with a high of 44. Tonight, mostly clear, 27. Tomorrow, some light rain or snow showers with a high of 47. By Wednesday, sunny with a high of 50. Does your bathroom need an update? Get what you've always wanted, $99 a month, interest-free, from BCI Bath & Shower, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 29.
Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. Here is Aerosmith, Sweet Emotion on Max FM.
Wearing all the things that nobody wears. You
Continuous hits of the 80s and 90s.
The only station I listen to at work.
Nonstop music.
Rolling all hour on 99.7 Max FM.
You know, you make me feel so good inside. I've always wanted a girl just like you. Such a PYT.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. It is 8:39 on Monday, March 24th. And we have a celebrity birthday that I didn't see on our list today. It's Peyton Manning's birthday today. So happy birthday to the one and only Peyton Manning. I didn't even see him on our list for some reason. Wow.
I didn't either. Did you now find, maybe it's up on calendar days because sometimes they have the celebrity.
That's where I found it.
Oh, wow.
Uh-huh. So weird. I'm not sure why he wasn't on our
list. I hope he's not listening.
Yeah, I know. He's going to be really upset with us, you know. So also, we have a local anniversary. I want to mention 10 years of wedded bliss for Gina and Mark Stewart. Happy anniversary to both of you. You know, Gina's kind of a celebrity in her own way. So happy anniversary to both of them. So I wanted to mention that one,
happy
too.
Happy anniversary.
And so we
10 years, that's a good long time.
Yes, it is. And, you know, is our show opener, you heard it this morning, Emily, it is National Cocktail Day. So whip up a glass of your favorite cocktail and get the party on. Or you can also do a mocktail. That is just as good. And doesn't, you know, that sounds kind of good right now. Nice mocktail at 8:40 on Monday morning. Yes,
yeah,
a mocktail.
It's got all the flavors that you need. Yeah, look, I mean, so the, like, again, we get these pictures for our calendar days. We get these nice pictures with our list. And sometimes we try to, you know, through the magic of radio and audio, describe how beautiful some of the things are that we can see. And in this case, they've got, you know, some kind of mocktail or cocktail mixed with cola. And then they've got like a cranberry juice looking one with some nice fruit. And then it gets even prettier. And there's ones just like crammed full of orange slices and all kinds of beautiful bubbles. And then the final one has like mint and lemon and lime, and I just, they're so pretty. So I mean, who cares? Mocktail, it doesn't matter. It's just pretty, and it probably tastes delicious.
It looks like it tastes delicious. I mean, and that, yeah, you just see all of the work they put into it, the orange slices in that one, and oh my goodness, yes, I'm thirsty for something more than coffee. It is also National Stephanie Day. So if you know a Stephanie, today is a terrific day to commemorate them and share their name origins. So happy Stephanie Day.
Like that. I know a lot of
Stephanies. Yeah. So we
and, happy day if you're a Stephanie.
It is.
I like this one. March 24th is today, and it is National Each Person is a Person of Worth Day. So that's super cool. We've got the best ideas to observe this day because you are worth it. Thumbs up all across the board. I really like that. Just like celebrate yourself because everybody's worth it. It's fantastic. Speaking of, if you're a person that still lives in the apartment scene, today's National Flatmates Day, as in the way that we say it in America, roommate, but flatmate is how they say it in the UK.
Yep.
I think that probably comes with this style of architecture difference. I'm not sure. Like, you live in a flat place versus like a place with stairs because there's only one floor.
It could be.
But that's what they say, and it is National Roommate Day, Flatmate Day. It also, today is the Day of Remembrance for Truth and Justice. This is huge and important. Learn the history of this day and how you can contribute to honoring the victims' memories. So let's keep all of those things in mind when we are moving through our day. Whether or not we try to be as lighthearted as possible in the morning show, which we do, we are here for entertainment, laughs, and a good start to your day. It's also a moment that we get to be serious about stuff. So
most definitely,
we really appreciate the remembrances and the you know, notoriety that is given to folks out there in terms of days of remembrance. So
it's
then we
also
move on to food. Dave,
well,
take it away.
I'm gonna get to the food in a second because I saw it's Independent Accommodation Day today, and we celebrate the millions of boutique hotelers, propreneurs, and hosts at our independent and privately owned accommodations across the globe. This includes boutique hotels, which we have many of those in the area, vacation rentals, inns, Airbnbs, cottages, castles, and campsites. You know, we appreciate each and every one of those in this area. And we, you know, it's just such a nice area to stay in to have all those opportunities available. So Independent Accommodation Day today. And you mentioned
that's very cool.
We got some great food ones, and I'm torn at which one I wanted to talk about first. So I'll start with National Chocolate Covered Raisin Day. It is one of America's favorite candies, and it's no stranger to being in the spotlight, but you know, you just see this bowl of chocolate covered raisins in front of you as we celebrate calendar days for March 24th. And the one next to it is the one I had to save the best to last because everyone just take a moment because it is National Cheesesteak Day. Much like National Liberty itself, the cheesesteak is elegant, necessary, pure, and it was born in Philadelphia. As we look at this Cheesesteak Day and celebrate it, we see this in a nice hoagie bun, some caramelized onions, of course, a cheesesteak with melted mozzarella cheese and peppers on here. If I don't have you drooling by now, I don't know why, because this cheesesteak looks amazing as we celebrate that today. And if you can probably already tell, I'm hungry and I'm ready for my cheesesteak because it is almost lunchtime for me as we celebrate.
The day's only been up since 2 in the morning.
Well, it's been a little, I slept in this morning.
It's getting earlier, if you notice. Every time I comment on what time you could possibly wake up in the morning, it started at like 4.
Yeah.
Then it was 3. Now it's 2.
No, it wasn't 2.
Now we just claim that you don't sleep at all.
No, I slept in this morning. I slept past 4 o'clock this morning, so I got to sleep in a little bit.
Goodness.
So, well, I knew we'd be celebrating the humble beginnings in South Philly as this cultural icon called cheesesteak.
Dave wanted to sleep in so we could make sure to give all kinds of energy to celebrate National Cheesecake Day, everybody. Have you ever had a real Philly cheesesteak? Have you been to Philadelphia?
I have not been to Philadelphia. No, I... But I would say maybe I've had a real one. Well, I've had one around in this area. So you can tell that I love them. I'm hungry as well. You know, like I said, it's lunchtime for me. I don't think I'm getting a cheesesteak at 8:45 in the morning on a Monday, though.
This is, like, the struggle is real for Dave. Like, a couple of weeks ago, he was trying to find scallops at, like, 8 in the morning. And, like,
yes.
This is hard business here. Like, what do you do when you wake up at 3, 4 in the morning and then lunchtime is now?
Right.
Like, where can you get a cheesesteak right now? Somebody texts us in and be like, I got you, Dave. I got a cheesesteak for you.
I haven't had scallops yet. You
scallops
had to bring
are
that
be harder.
Too. I have not had those since we talked about them either. So now I'm, like, really hungry. Thanks, Emily. What else do we have on calendar days before I get any hungrier?
Oh, we got to stop talking about food or Dave's going to freak out. It is World Tuberculosis Day. That's a very opposite side of the coin on this. Tuberculosis is curable, but can go undetected for years. So it's important to spread awareness. So, you know, there is some little bit of commentary, not commentary, but a little more information, as we say, about this. And I wanted to kind of dig in just for a hot second. I think throughout, you know, the last 10 years, obviously, 5 years specifically, we've definitely become more knowledgeable and aware about infectious diseases and viruses and things that can change your life. So the WHO, the World Health Organization, created World Tuberculosis Day to spread knowledge and awareness of tuberculosis. It still is rampant. It's really sad. It kills millions every year. Tuberculosis is easily curable but can lie dormant and undetected for years, so it's important to spread awareness. The WHO chose March 24th as World Tuberculosis Day to commemorate the day Dr. Robert Koch discovered the TB bacillus, the bacterium responsible for the disease. So that's the deal. You got to let those scientists and those healers work their magic out there to find out what's going on so we can all benefit from some of this these medical breakthroughs and some of this awareness of health out there, you know, finding out what cures it, what helps it, where it came from in terms of all the things so we can stay safe. That is very important. So it's good to have these days full of awareness. There's another day full of awareness, and maybe this guy is one of those guys. International Day for Achievers, to the ones selflessly striving to make our world a better place. We celebrate you. Wow, that was a nice tie-in. Didn't even plan that one. There we go. Look at that. It's also National Adverse Drug Event Awareness Day. Let us learn more about the fourth leading cause of death in America, adverse drug events. So, you know, I think we are all aware of some of the crises happening in our country and worldwide concerning different substances. So it's just a day to kind of be aware, educate yourself, be knowledgeable about the things that are out there and the people that might be suffering.
Yes, it's just something that's very important. We do get around here, but we also do have some serious things, and we want to make sure we talk about all of them. We want to have a good mix of them. So, and we were talking about our calendar days for March 24th. So, and, you know, I think that pretty much is all the ones I saw in there, unless I'm missing something, Emily.
Nope, we got the serious ones covered. We got the silly ones covered. And then, of course, most importantly, we got the food covered. So everybody enjoy your Philly cheesesteak today, wherever you happen to be. As we know, all the millions of listeners that we have on this morning show, somebody in Philadelphia is having a Philly cheesesteak. I actually have been to Philadelphia and had the Philly, like the famous. There's two places, I can't remember the name of them right now. They're right across the street from each other. And they battle it out every day of the most famous Philly cheesesteak. That is my recollection. It's been several years, but they are messy. They are amazing.
They're delicious.
It's one of those things you eat and you just don't even bother trying to use a napkin until the end.
Right,
it's just
exactly.
A hot mess, and it's so good.
It is so good, and so we can appreciate
they
that.
They have good ones locally, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know, that's what Dave will be having for lunch.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see what happens there. So, Emily, you're going to be back with us tomorrow morning at 7:10. We're going to have another keyword in our Break Into Spring statewide text to win contest. So you're going to help us out with that
Fantastic.
Tomorrow morning at 7:10. Don't forget, we are going to have more keywords yet today for your chance to win in our hourly giveaways at 11 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. All the contest details are on the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page. Emily, we look forward to seeing you tomorrow morning.
That's fantastic. Have a great Monday, everybody. And don't forget to text to win all day today. And then starting again tomorrow with a new word. We're giving away money. Have a great day.
You too. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily on Max FM.
The Midwest's newest music event, Summer Jam, is coming June 20th and 21st to Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Summer Jam is two big days of music from Everclear, Rick Springfield, Live, and Leonard Skinner. Sweet home. Summer Jam has more. Marshall Tucker Band, Collective Soul, and the Black Crowes. VIP, general admission tickets, and campsites are on sale. Get yours and check out the full lineup. Go to SummerJamWI.com now. Summer Jam 2025 in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Go to SummerJamWI.com now. Don't miss this party.
Judge Brad Schimmel sure has a lot of special interest donors. Big drug companies, corporate lobbyists, right-wing billionaires, and extremist groups. Schimmel once claimed that there's nothing wrong with politicians using their office to benefit their own campaign's contributors. And as Attorney General, Schimmel repeatedly took action to put his own campaign donors' interests ahead of Wisconsin residents. He refused to sue the big drug companies responsible for the opioid crisis. He supports a pre-Civil War law to ban abortion. And he sued to overturn the health care law that protects people with pre-existing conditions. Under his watch, fines for corporate polluters dropped to a 30-year low, all while Wisconsinites were left behind. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to watch out for us, not his special interest sponsors. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
99.7 Max FM.
Let's go.
He walks slowly down the street. No sound but the sound of his feet. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip to the sound of the beat. Yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone. And another one gone. Another one bites the dust. Hey, hey. We're gonna get you too. Another one bites the dust. Yeah. Another one busts the dust. Ow! Another one busts the dust. Hey, hey! Another one busts the dust. Hey! Ooh, shout! There are plenty of ways that you can hurt a man and bring him to the ground. You can beat him, you can cheat him, you can treat him better. You leave him when he's down. But I'm ready. Yes, I'm ready for you. I'm standing on my own two feet. I'm a dog and a bullet's free. Repeating in the sound of bass.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
Your hometown station. Max FM.
If you see a faded song.